This month marks a year since the Me Too movement went viral, and we're hearing from women in Illinois about what's changed so far and what they say is ahead. Today, a conversation with State Senator Toy Hutchinson, a Democrat from the Chicago area. A measure she sponsored was signed into law earlier this year. It seals the criminal records of survivors of human trafficking. Hutchinson begins by telling us how much she thinks the Me Too movement has changed things.
None of this is going to go away tomorrow. And no matter how prolific this movement gets, we're not living in a changed world right now. I wake up every day and I wish there was no more racism. It's the same thing as it relates to sexual harassment and sexual assault. We are talking about deeply ingrained cultural practices that have been here forever. And it's going to take a lot. And it's going to take years, really, to move it. And that's evidenced by the fact that for decades, we've heard about the pay gap issue. We still have it. For decades, we've heard about not having as many opportunities to advance, and especially for those of us that live in the intersection where racist behavior can be sexualized and sexist behavior can be racialized.
And I wanted to ask about race. We know that Tarana Burke started the Me Too movement in 2006, and it wasn't until the Harvey Weinstein allegations came to a more public light through reporting that Hollywood actresses really kind of took the movement to the extent that it went viral to where we're talking about it a year later right now. You're a woman of color. Do you feel like women of color are being adequately represented and listened to within this movement?
Not always. No, not always. But that's also why I'm in it. I recognize that from where I sit and where I stand right now, I have a responsibility to give voice and to give color to that. So no, we aren't always listened to. No, we do have some significant strides to do within the women's movement to make sure that it's inclusive and carries with it the weight of all the voices that are a part of it. That is 100% as accurate today as it was in the 70s.
And so you had a measure that was signed into law this year, and it would allow victims of human trafficking to seal their criminal records. And the aim is to help them, you know, with a fresh start. Do you feel like there's a place for survivors of human trafficking within the Me Too movement?
Absolutely. And that's actually a really good segue following up on what you just asked me. There's so many instances where people think that human trafficking is just an Eastern European problem. Like it's the quote unquote mail order bride. And they don't realize how pervasive it is in the United States, across major cities, in rural areas. We also very rarely see a face that is a woman of color. And the statistics on that are heartbreaking. There are a number of things as it relates to trauma and African-American women and other women of color where there is a palpable feeling that our pain and our trauma is not heard. It's not talked about. We're not allowed to discuss it. And so I get involved in these kinds of movements specifically to point out those things. I remember a case a while ago where they broke up a ring and the youngest person that they rescued was 13 years old, a 13-year-old African-American girl. We're not the ones who end up on milk cartons and we don't get national news stories when we go missing. Very different than what happens with white women. We have to call attention to it. And I hope that when we do measures like that, like sealing records for human trafficking, it is so that you can start over again. This Me Too moment right now has become this big basket that allows all these stories to go into. We just have to make sure that people can hear them and see them. And then when they do hear them, find some moment or some way to identify with someone who you may not know and you never met. And you may live in different places and sound different and not talk the same, but know that across the state, across the world, the unique experiences of being a woman from whatever position you're in are a lot alike. We've all been through a lot of things that as we tell these stories and as these faces get connected to these stories, I think that's the only way we can work towards real change.
That was State Senator Toy Hutchinson speaking with Rachel Otwell about Illinois and the Me Too movement. You can hear more of this conversation at willnews.org.